Greg and Dan Show on WMVD. I'm excited to have this conversation. Kay Summer is the chairperson of an exhibit at the Tremont Museum. Yes, the Tremont Museum, downtown Tremont. Hi, Kay. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to talk to you. Dan and I grew up around here my whole life. Dan's been here long enough that he might as well have. And, of course, we all know that the Morton High School team is the Morton Potters.
What we didn't know was why.
Yeah, well, kind of, sort of. So one of your exhibits, the exhibit that you're going to tell us about, has to do with this company, the Morton Tile and Bricks Company. Give us the 30-second setup to this of what this exhibit is about.
I'm just trying to think. What we tried to do is trace back when it started, and that was in 1877, by German immigrant brothers, and trace it all the way through until it no longer existed. And as I did the research, it was really interesting because I love history. All the different companies that went through in the same location until they branched out and went elsewhere. But for those 99 years, Rapp family were intricately involved in the operation or the execution of the artwork.
Of Morton Pottery. And so the pottery itself, explain what it was that they were making. Were they making functional things, or was it all artistic things?
Well, let me see. The three brothers, Andrew, Barthold, and Christian, were the ones that immigrated over first. And then the next year, their parents, three other brothers, and three sisters came over. And they were in Germany. They were masons. But out here, they settled in Forest, Illinois, but didn't like farming so well. But they moved over towards Morton, and they discovered how swampy it was, and the fact that Morton was growing fast and furious, but there was hardly any building materials. So those three brothers decided to start the Morton Tile Company, the Brick Company. And then they noticed that when they had heavy rain, people got around in Morton with boats, even paddling through the muck and water. So they branched out and did the tile company as well. But then the wives of the men came along and were complaining that it was very difficult to find functional kitchenware. So they started the Rapp Brothers Pottery Company.
Okay.
And they called it
This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. I had never heard that before.
No.
I knew about Morton Pottery
so
a little bit.
So that's why they're no longer swampy?
It's no longer swampy because the Rapp guys, Rapp guys fixed it.
Yeah.
They fixed the swamp.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. We're out of time, so I have to have you tell me this story. Where do I go see all of this? The Tremont Museum, I know that's the place, but where is it, and what are your hours for folks to come learn about the Morton Pottery story? And you just only touched the very, very beginning of it.
Okay. It's on the corner of South Sampson Street and Madison Street in Tremont.
Okay.
If you're on Route 9 coming from Pekin, turn right on Sampson Street.
Yeah, just downtown.
And
downtown.
Go down three blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's three blocks. It's not in the bulk of the town. It's on the outskirts.
Got it.
Not on the outskirts, but just three blocks down. It's easy. It's a one-story home, building. White, in the back has the Ag Museum, which is another story that opened in 2018. So we have two separate buildings pretty much adjacent to each other. But the Morton Pottery exhibit, the dates that you can come in that are open would be the second and fourth Sunday in October and the second Sunday in November. Now, those are our public open days, but you can contact our president, Rich Souter, or any of the other officers or myself, and we would be willing to come up and open for a special tour as well.
All right. Well, Kay, thank you very much for the info, the little tiny bit of it, and we'll send people your way. Again, the Tremont Museum and Historical Society exhibit, the Morton Potter story, Kay Summer.